Recorded Books and RB Digital present Wolfpack, a Joe Pickett novel by C.J. Box. Narrated by David Chandler. Thursday, April 26th. There's a whining at the threshold, there's a scratching at the floor. To work, in heaven's name, the wolf is at the door. The Wolf at the Door by Charlotte Perkins Gilman. Chapter 1. For Wyoming game warden Caitlin Ham, April really was the cruelest month, and this year was turning out to be the worst one of all. And that was even before she got her pickup stuck 8 miles from the highway. It was the last week of the month, and she was in the middle of what was known as shed war season. Bull elk and big mule deer shed their antlers throughout the winter, and now the war was heating up due to the low snowpack and the antlers' high price. Shed war season was why she'd been grinding her green four-wheel drive Ford F-150 through sagebrush, snowdrifts, and rock formations in the high foothills of the western slope of the Bighorn Mountains. Gnarled ancient cedars stood as sentinels among the granite formations towering on both sides, and she'd tried to keep her front tires in a set of untracked but snow-packed ruts meandering up and through the rough country toward the mountains. Her destination had been a set of high, vast meadows just below the tree line of the mountains. Those meadows were designated as critical elk and deer winter range, and her aerial surveys 2 months earlier had revealed thousands of both. The elk liked to descend by the hundreds from the shadowed, low timber to feed in the open on the meadows at night where the wind swept the benches clean of snow. Hundreds of mule deer moved up from draws and arroyos to do the same thing. Now the meadows were littered with 40-pound elk antlers and heavy-beam deer antlers, the sharp tines and tips emerging from the snow as it melted, so new they glinted in the sun. There were two ways to get to the winter range from the highway. One was a moderately developed gravel two-track 5 miles to the south. That route was officially closed during the winter months and marked by signs warning against entry. But antler poachers were resourceful. They drove around the gate closure and shot up the signs. The other way to the high meadows was the rough, obscure two-track path that Caitlin had chosen to take. It wound up through the rock formations and cedars and ended on a high promontory that would give her a sweeping view of the meadows and anyone who might be in them. For antler hunters, the western slope was a treasure trove. For Caitlin Ham, it was where she got her pickup stuck. The front wheels had dropped into a deep but narrow erosion ditch that crossed the road. She hadn't seen the depth of the hazard because it had been covered by a long, narrow snowdrift that started in a copse of sagebrush and extended 40 feet beyond in a crusty, frozen wave. The impact was hard enough when the tires dropped that a cascade of ticket books and topo maps showered down on her from where they'd been secured by a rubber band around the sun visor. Her chin hurt because she'd smacked it on the steering wheel. It happened, getting stuck in the middle of nowhere, and it occurred more frequently than any game warden would admit. The key was to figure out how they could free their vehicles without having to call for help, or worse, being photographed. Each year, the Wyoming Game Warden Foundation dinner featured a special PowerPoint presentation of game wardens.